Let's welcome Eileen to the platform today. There were so many people yesterday afternoon that we were gone past my 8:30 bedtime to have, if we had everyone tell a story, favorite memory. And so Eileen has a heart full of love for the Lord and for New Hope and for her husband, Milo. And I first met Eileen way back in the early 80s at the doorstep of Olympia Lacey Church of God. Little did we know that our paths would get connected. And I told Eileen that since we didn't have time for her to talk yesterday, now's your moment. And doesn't she look beautiful?
Yeah.
All the weight she's lost. You look even more beautiful, I should say.
What a man who has a way with words. Well, I want you to know this is extemporaneous, impromptu, so what comes out of my mouth, Lord willing, it's through the Holy Spirit. Anyway, most of you know our story, so I'm not going to go way back, but Della's right. We have taken Del and Mary Ann to Hawaii many, many times, and we have enjoyed every single minute. I am not kidding. There has not been one second of discontent or negativity or anything when we've been there together for a whole week living in the same quarters. That's pretty miraculous, wouldn't you say? So anyway, Del shared yesterday how he didn't want to go and Marianne did, and so that's what got Milo to thinking, why don't we take them? So we did. And as far as yesterday went, I want to give Dana most of the credit because I wanted to bring Milo, but except for Dial-A-Lift, I can't transport him. And the Dial-A-Lift doesn't go out to their house. I got lost going and going home, I got lost, and going out to their house, I got lost. So how can a Dial-A-Lift find it? But, no, they have their limits, they do, geographically. So I thought, well, gee, it'd be nice. And then I get this text from Dana. And she said, what do you think about taking Milo to the celebration? And she says, I have access to a van, and I can take him. So I thought, well, I better check with a few people. So I checked with the people at Mother Joseph's and with his aides. And then they all said, sure. So you have to prep before you go anywhere. You know, take him to the bathroom, make sure he's cleaned up, make sure his clothes are changed and all that, because Milo can do nothing except move his arms. He has to be fed. He can talk. Some of you got to talk to him yesterday. And he said, he might have said something you have understood, but he's trying. He's really trying. So anyway, Dana and I talked and texted, and we decided to take him to Dairy Queen for a trial run. And so we did, and we just left him in the van and opened the doors and got him a Blizzard, his favorite thing, and he ate it all. And he had a great time. So that was our answer right there. He could do it. And so that was about Thursday, I think. So Saturday, Dane and Wayne, Dane, I do what you do. Dana and Wayne came and picked him up, and he was all ready, all cleaned up. My son shaved him yesterday. My son John goes up a lot, and he got Grandpa all shaved, and they put a Hawaiian shirt on him, and he was ready. And I have to tell you, he really, really, really enjoyed himself, and I haven't seen him yet. I was zonked after, you know, yesterday, and I stayed till it was over. And I know he'll be filled with happiness today, and I'll see what he has to say to you. But I just want to thank you all for receiving him so well. And I want to thank the Lord for making that possible through Dana and with Wayne's help. And Dana's right back there. She came in. So thank you, Dana, from the bottom of my heart. And Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all your blessings and all your love. And thank you, Lord, for the supernatural love that you've given for my husband. Happy anniversary.
Amen. Thank you, Eileen. God bless you. Thanks for sharing this morning.